This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Well, it's a big game. We're going to get a lot of action tonight. Let's hope it's good action. Like Elvis was good action. Howard Eskin, action. Philadelphia Eagles tonight. Lights, camera, action. Thursday night football. Focal point of American sports tonight. Eagles and Washington, NFC East on the line. If the Eagles get the win, they'll be 2.5 games up on Washington, which is hard to believe because they're only half a game up right now. But they'll be a game and a half up if they win and hold a tiebreaker. So that'd be a beautiful thing. All right, for more on tonight's game, of course, Marilyn Mike in the booth, and Howard will be patrolling the sidelines, and Howard Eskin joins us right now. Good morning, King.
Good morning. The tiebreaker is a little early because they'll play Washington again.
Of course.
So, and that, it's a 1 o'clock game. I'm hoping it's not moved to a Sunday night game, but it actually could be.
Certainly.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's going to be a big
Here's what we know, Howard, in all likelihood, if a team in this grouping, these two teams, wins both games, it'll be hard for that squad to lose the division.
Oh, and there's no question. And the Eagles are a better team. The better teams don't always win games, but they are the better team. You know, I have a little pet peeve, and I heard Dan Quinn mentioned in the last minute before I came on. He's got to grow up. He's a great guy. I've met him a couple of times. Matt Ryan introduced me to him a couple of times. Great guy. However, a head coach wearing a hat backwards at a news conference is like a child. Come on, man. You're not one of the kids. You're the head coach. Just a little.
I don't disagree. I mean, he does it in the games.
I don't either. I was ready to disagree with Howard where he was going, and I don't at all. Yeah. I'm with you, Howard.
I think it's a little, you know.
Yeah, childish.
Childish.
I don't
it
think
looks childish
at all. The way that you wear your hat forward or back. As a head coach, I do think some things matter.
Yeah,
I do think your appearance matters to some degree, but the hat backwards is not a thing that I think is a big deal.
Yeah, it bugs me a little bit. All right, King, let's talk about this game tonight. So we hear you that you think the Eagles are going to win, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
But what concerns you the most? What's on the flip side that's a worry?
Well, and it's the same thing every game. If you don't turn, if they have zero turnovers, there is no way, zero, that they will lose this game. And that's important. You cannot turn the ball over and give the other team free points. Now, the Eagles have done a really good job with turnovers, and they're going to have to score. They're going to have to score more than 24 points. I'm assuming that Washington can get somewhere in the low 20s. And that's a good job by the defense because that quarterback is very good. But if they don't turn the ball over and they score a minimum of 24 points, but they've got to score points and they can't turn the ball over. And because the defense is the better part of this football team right now. It's crazy to say when you think about, you know, this football team, but the defense, these guys are tackling. The two draft picks are doing a great job. The linebackers are doing a great job. It really is a very good defense, and they've got to get, and I think they can get a turnover or two from Washington.
So our pass rushers are probably the weakest part of our defense, I guess we would say, Howard. Bryce Huff is injured, and he's got the club thing coming off the edge. We're seeing more of Jalix Hunt now that Bryce Huff is injured. Is he factoring in more than the coaches expected? Jalix Hunt, should we be expecting him to be out there and productive?
Well, yes, but Jalen Carter, I'm not going to focus on him because that defensive line with Jalen Carter obviously played really well and played terrific. And he's, now that he's into his second year, he's doing well. Josh Sweat's doing a really good job. I don't think we should downplay the defensive line because we know that the back end of that defense has done a really good job, and the linebackers obviously are doing well. But I'm not going to downplay the way the defensive line has played in the last couple of weeks. I mean, they played bad teams, but you still won by more than 20 points three straight games. That says something, and it says something for the defense. And the fact that they didn't give up a I know the Cowboys suck, but they didn't give up a touchdown. And then when it was close, you know, they had them, what was it, inside the five, and they still...
But we're looking for pass rushers that scare opposing offenses, you know, like new... But we thought Josh Sweat, we hope Josh Sweat will continue to improve to where he can be more of a, I don't know, weapon, a double-digit sack guy that other teams have to account for and plan for every week.
I think you're worrying a little too much. I think they've done a good job. Are they what they were, let's say, a couple of years ago? But I'm going to look at it this way. I'm going to put this in a different perspective. This defense is better than the defense that won the Super Bowl, and it's not even a question. They are better. And I know they have.
I do think it's a question, Howard, because this defense hasn't faced much competition yet.
They faced who they faced. I mean, you can't change that, but they've played well. They faced against Cincinnati. That stop, and what was it, 4th-and-1 by Cooper DeJean?
Yeah, that was big.
Yeah, that was really big.
I know.
That was really big. So I look at plays, and I look at what they've done. Remember, that defense gave up 600 yards in the Super Bowl.
They did, but you know what they also did, Howard? They gave up 17 points in two combined playoff games in the lead up to that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, they gave up 10 to Matt Ryan, I believe it was 10, and 7 to Minnesota. Like, that's very hard to do in modern football, to win two playoff games and give up a combined less than 20 points.
This team's good with a very good head coach. And it's a nice combination. They love the guy. They play hard for him, and that's a big part of it too.
Yeah.
If you don't like the head coach, do you think half those players really care about Mike McCarthy? Now they're a terrible team.
Yeah.
But the head coach is important to get the guys to come. It's hard playing. You know, John, you know this. It's hard playing this game, and the fact that you got the guys going through a wall and playing hard for the head coach, and playing for each other. And he's emphasized, Nick Sirianni has emphasized that. They do play for each other, and that's important.
Sure, sure.
Good football team.
All right, Howard, big game tonight. You'll be on the sideline. I want to hop to one other topic here, and that's the 76ers, and give you a chance to weigh in. Now, there's a lot of ways we could just present the floor to you, but I'm going to present it this way, because this is worth covering. I just want to read to everyone Jokic's last six games. Points, rebounds, assists. Okay, I just want everyone to take in, and then I'm going to ask you, Howard, for the floor to be yours. And you, John, here are Jokic's last six games, obviously compare and contrast with Joel. Last six games, Jokic, 29, 18, 16, 26, 9, 13, 27, 16, 9, 28, 14, 13, 23, 20, 16. 30, 11, 14, actually seven games. Here we go. And the last game Jokic played, 37, 18, and 15. Okay. Now, Howard, the floor.
Ridiculous.
Howard, it is ridiculous. Howard, the floor is yours.
Wait a minute. For the last few years, for the MVP that Joel Embiid won, it was Jokic's MVP. But they wanted to change it up, and I guess the voters changed it up. He is, without question, a much better player than Joel Embiid. This guy, work is important. He works hard. Joel doesn't even work hard to get himself ready. He's not doing everything he can to get that knee ready, and he's going to be hurt. But here's another issue that I have. Jokic is so much better. Let's be honest. And Wemby's now, I would take Wemby in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. And, I don't even think it's a question.
Okay. Here's where I have a real issue with this organization. I have a friend last night. Had two tickets in the first row behind the press table. He buys tickets from a season ticket holder at face value. Spent $1,300 for two tickets, jeez, and he didn't want to go to the game.
Yeah,
and just see, here's another thing. I think somebody should bring, and this is you know I may be reaching, a class action suit against the Sixers organization because they promoted in photographs selling tickets, and you're really, that picture stands out with Joel Embiid, and they knew he wasn't going to play at the start of the season. They knew he wasn't going to play back to backs, and yet they
what was that, Howard? I'm a troll, so maybe I'll play in the back to backs now. Was that real?
And then he said, maybe I'll play in the back. And then he said, well, I was trolling people. No, he wasn't. That's what their plan is. That is their plan. And that's not fair. You're selling. Hey, I'll ask everybody in the studio. Mm-hmm. When you buy a product or a service, and before you use it, you don't want it. Everybody has returns on that product. Now I understand.
Except for underwear.
Really?
That's my experience.
Well, wait, you've tried to return underwear?
No, but I've heard that you can't.
No, yeah, but if it's still in the package, you can return it.
No, but I've heard if it's not in the package, you can't.
Why would you try to return it, Joe?
I wouldn't necessarily, but I'm going to keep my options open kind of guy.
I can't believe.
Hold it, Joe.
We need to dig into this a little bit, I think.
If you ordered it and canceled it before you.
No, I get your point, Howard. I'm not.
You can return it.
Were these tidy whities?
Why can't you? If somebody gets hurt the day before or the week before, I get it. But they knew that Joel Embiid would play a limited number of games, would not play at the start of the season, yet they sold tickets based on his picture in the ads. I think somebody that's aggressive could put together a class action suit against this team because they sold a product that really they knew wasn't going to be there. And now they can't return the tickets. You know, if I wanted to return a ticket on a back-to-back coming up,
good luck. You got no shot.
Yeah.
All right, Howard, stay well, my man. Enjoy tonight's game. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care.
There he is, Howard Eskin. This segment right now brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. Usually we do life advice at this time. Not doing it on a game day because obviously there's too much important stuff to talk about. But MHS Lift, the typical and phenomenal sponsor of life advice when we do it. Here, I'll give you a little quick life advice. If you have tidy whities, and mm-hmm. many people don't anymore, mm-mm. but if
do you
do, I don't.
You
but
don't
I,
have any
no,
tidy whities.
But I did through college. And John, when you brought up tidy whities, let me tell you what my friends called my tidy whities in college.
Lucy Brownies.
You're very close.
Lucy Yellowies?
Lucy Whiteies.
Oh,
because, James, they were so old, and there'd be holes in them.
Oh, man.
And they
You're
were Lucy.
Man.
Lucy, no. Lucy Whiteies.
Oh, that's so gross.
Lucy Whiteies.
Not well, great, at least man. It didn't get to use Lucy Brownies.
I didn't say they didn't. I just said they didn't call them that.
Oh, no.
I'm joking. Let's go. Emma?
Do you have Lucy Brownies now?
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dr. Gina right now. Gina, how you been?
Oh, no. You know, Joe, you just really embarrassed me to be your, like, most longtime caller. I got to tell you, like, from one who has supported you since day one,
you have.
Like, I do not stand
Was he doing this
that.
Back in the day, Gina, like,
no,
talking about his, gastrointestinal issues and whatnot?
No. Not at all. And John, you wanted to know, like, why was I his, like, only caller?
Only.
Or why? Well, the reason being is there was no live sports talk radio back then. There was none.
Yeah.
ESPN played overnight. or some syndicated show played overnight. It was on 610 WIP. You know, you guys.
You're ripping WIP of 25 years ago. Look at you.
So you had to stick with the sickly Joe DiCamera.
Oh, spitting truth and knowledge and insight, man.
Back in the day, he talked hardcore sports talk radio, and the only guy on the air on a Saturday night that I could talk sports to. I don't have brothers. My dad died a long time ago. My significant other had passed away. I had nobody to talk sports talk radio with at that time. So
that is really nice, Dr. Gina.
Well, it was really cool that there was actually true sports talk radio on the air, too, because I'm a sports all my life. I've been a sports junkie.
Sure.
Go figure. No brother, no dad, you know.
Yep.
Have
Gina, the only criticism I feel on this is you're basically telling me you chose me because I was the only option.
Well,
like,
you know,
process of elimination.
How else would you have gotten her to listen, Jeff?
Process of elimination. Oh, all right, fine. DiCamera.
Yeah.
No, but Gina, that's touching. All right, give me what you got on the Eagles here. Big game tonight.
Well, big game, and I cannot wait to see this defense rip apart this quick tempo offense, because I think they can do it. I think there'll be blitzing, which I've been praying for blitzing for how many years now. So I think that's going to happen tonight. And I have a good feeling about the young dudes that they are just going to really take it on themselves that they want to show this team up. That's my thought.
They're messing around. I mean, I'll say this. While I don't follow Washington every single day, they're probably not messing around here tonight either. I mean, teams know the stakes are very big for tonight's game. Because let's be real. The loser probably, not so much of the game, but of the season, the team that finishes in second place in the division probably makes the playoffs, but gets no playoff home games, you know, has no shot at a bye. Like, it is being a 5, 6, or 7 seed is way different than being a 2 seed. Way different. Gina, give me a great answer. What's an American classic?
Anybody say apple pie?
Apple pie actually had not been swelled.
But it was taken off the board.
Okay,
it off the board.
We
it's off the board,
it.
Yeah.
Sure. Give me something else, Gina.
4th of July fireworks.
I said the 4th of July, but we'll give you fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks, good answer.
Give you fireworks. That works for sure. Hey, let me tell you something. Game day, like it is right now, primo hoagies, make your game day epic tonight. You know, it's Thursday night football. Make it epic with Primo Hoagies, with hoagies and party trays from Primo Hoagies. Now, they provided a humongous selection of food for us today that they brought in.
Oh, my God. The Italian. It's my favorite sandwich. It is just perfect. I could eat it every meal, every day.
Big fan.
I know corned
Big
beef
fan.
Schwartzy, man. Corned beef Schwartzy. You get the corned beef and the coleslaw all on
there. Yeah, I'm a big
on
fan
the seeded
of that.
Roll. It's pretty good, too, if you want to change
Love
it up.
Love it. So whether it's the afternoon, tonight, game day, this evening.
Breakfast.
Sunday when you're watching all the other games and it's not an Eagles game. All of it. Make sure you get it at Primo Hoagies. You can order online for tonight's game. You can order right now at primohoagies.com. Again, that website, primohoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie, it's a primo. By the way, Brandon Graham sponsored when he's with us here on
Primos and Brandon Graham. Look at you.
WIP by Brandon Graham, which is a good segue to get to some audio of Brandon Graham from earlier this week on our show. BG, you know, joined us earlier this week, as he does every Tuesday from 7:40 to 8:10 in studio, except for this week he couldn't be in studio because of the short week. But he's loving the vibe with the Eagles. He came on the program right after we played some audio of Seth Joyner with some praise of the Eagles' defense. And let's listen to Brandon. He gets a little shot in, legend to legend, BG to Seth in a joking way. He's kind of joking about Seth giving the Eagles some credit. But listen to Brandon, happy with the way the team's vibing right now.
I just like to hear, you know, Seth had to bow down just a little bit, but we ain't done nothing yet, man. We ain't done nothing yet. Like I told you, you know, we just working. One day at a time. And, man, I'm just like, I think he did good with, you know, it is a lot of competition in our building. And that junk do make you feel like that. Because even for myself, it's like, man, let me get in on that action. Let me get in on it. You know, we fighting to get out there. You know, everybody, you know, just enjoying, you know, building together. And when you got something like that, man, I just feel like we just got to make sure we stay focused.
Well, listen, they've been very focused. That's one thing about Sirianni. Other than the end of last year, I've never felt like in his 4 years, and believe me, the end of last year is a big other than, okay? I'm not pushing it aside. But they generally take care of business against the teams they're supposed to. I'm not saying tonight qualifies as one of them. I mean, this is, I don't want to call it a real game tonight.
It's a
real game. But generally, the Eagles beat up on the teams they're supposed to beat up on. And that's something, for instance, the Buddy Ryan teams and the Rich Kotite teams often didn't do. They'd have these thrilling wins and then these crater losses, just horrendous losses sometimes. So, you know, I'll be interested in the next 2 to 3 weeks to see if people come around on Sirianni or not.
Well, I was thinking about that when Brandon was talking there, because it's something that Richie always brings up about how, you know, great coaches, you'll hear players parrot what they say. Yep. You'll hear them say, like, we keep hearing that. We heard Saquon earlier week. Brandon right there, like, he's parroting the messages. It sounds very similar to the Sirianni audio we played earlier about, like, I don't want to just win 12 games. Yep. We haven't done anything yet. We got to make it special. Like, it's been impressive.
Let's listen to Sirianni talking about what what James had just referenced. Let's listen to Sirianni, the message he had to the guys earlier this week.
We got really good players. We got a really good front office and GM, right? And with great talent, and with great coaches, and with great physicality, and with great detail, you can win a lot of games. You can win 10, 11, 12 games. But you can't do special unless we continue to come together as a football team. I ain't into winning 10, 11, 12 games. We've done that here. We've done that there. I want to do special and you can't do special alone.
It's good stuff, man.
He does have like a different approach the way he talks, too. Yeah. You know, it's good.
No, he really does. All right, speaking of Sirianni, more from him from when he joined us earlier this week. All right, big game tonight. Eagles in Washington. Let's get you set for tonight, looking at it through the prism, something we haven't discussed and maybe you haven't thought about. Who Washington's played. Obviously, they've won a lot of games. But let's just go through their schedule quickly. We're going to get to Sirianni in a moment on this game. Let me just rattle through. Of course, we know that Washington 7-3. Here's their games this year. So, all of it, Jaden Daniels as a rookie. So they lost week one to Tampa 37-20. That was at Tampa. That's a pretty significant loss by 17 points. Then they got on their winning streak. They beat the Giants by 3. They beat the Bengals by 5. That was in Cincy.
Giants game was the one where the Giants didn't have a kicker, remember?
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was a weird. They could have lost that game for what it's worth.
All right, Cincy was a big deal for Washington.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Because that felt like, for them, a potential breakthrough moment. Because typically, you know, Washington doesn't win at Cincy. Then they won at Arizona. And Arizona's had some wins this year. So that's
Arizona's 6-4.
Yeah, that's not.
They're in first place. Yeah, they're in first place in that division.
That's not unimpressive. A 42-14 win at Arizona.
That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Then they did what you're supposed to do to Cleveland, beat them by 21.
Then they've had some big wins. They've beaten some teams. Like, they beat the Panthers by, like, 30-something.
Then they lost to Baltimore by 7. That was at Baltimore. Not a bad loss, just lost by 7 to Baltimore. Beat Carolina by, John, 33.
It was a 40-7 or something?
40-7. Then the Hail Mary to beat Chicago. Then a victory over the Giants by 5, and then the loss to Pittsburgh by 1. That's pretty impressive.
Giants by 5, not impressive at all. I do think it's interesting. That game against the Steelers, absolutely, that's a tough Steelers team.
Yeah.
That's a tough defense. That was, a tough-minded from both sides. That was a gritty game, and it was impressive, I thought. I heard on John Johnson's show this morning, he was talking about Brian Johnson. Johnson of Eagles lore
last season. Right?
Brian Johnson, he's their pass game team's assistant head coach, offensive pass game coordinator. I just wonder how that whole relationship is between Jalen.
Jalen was asked about it. Jalen said they stayed in touch, is what he said.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder how much more this game means to Jalen.
Well, has Nick and Brian stayed?
How much
more? Well, that's a different question. I just know Jalen and him.
How much more it means to Nick? How much more it means to Brian? Because Nick's across the way.
But Brian's not that involved. Like, it's Cliff Kingsbury's offense, for sure.
Totally.
Well, more so. Yeah, that's true.
Brian Johnson is a part of that offense. He's in all those meetings. You know, but I wonder about the emotions that are taking place.
Yeah.
Because this was the man who knew Jalen like an uncle. Remember, this is the guy that all the way up through, they've known one another. He was coached by Jalen's dad. You know, they go way back. So I just wonder where things were left.
Yeah, sure.
I wonder where things will be. I wonder how it motivates each man prior to this game.
Tonight's game, for sure. All right, Sirianni, head guy for the Eagles from a coaching standpoint, what he said to us about this matchup. We'll get to that shortly. Let's go to the Sledgehammer, Mark in Collegeville. Hey, Ben Sledge.
Hey, Joe, John. How you guys been?
Hey, Sledger. Great to hear you.
Yeah, it's been a while. I missed you guys.
We missed you, too.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was away for a few months, so I wasn't around. I couldn't call in.
All right. Well, welcome back. Hello.
Glad to hear you.
What do you got for us, Sledge?
Well, this whole thing with Jaden Daniels, man, it's actually kind of scary. I mean, him alone has made the Commanders a legitimate team, to where for a long time they were a joke and we were worried about the Cowgirls for a while, and now it's like, the reverse roles.
It changes the division. Yeah, look, it does. Quarterbacks often change divisions, and it feels like the next 10 years will be a lot more of Washington than the Giants and Dallas, at least as it currently sits. Now, that can change again, but right now you would certainly project over the next few years that Washington will probably win more games. And by the way, while I don't like Josh Harris, the Sixers owner, I mean, if he stays out of the way in Washington, spends money, which he does, and hires the right people, which he did not do in Philly here. But if he hires the right people, I mean, they can have
success.
Can't
be worse than Dan Snyder.
Can't be worse. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I'll still, I mean, at least it's not Dallas. At least we can have more fun making fun of them now.
Say that again, Sledge.
I said, at least it's not Dallas doing this. We can make even more fun of them now.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. But I don't think Dallas is dead for next year. I know there's a lot of people putting, like Jaws said, they're not going to be around for 3 years. I disagree with that.
Well, as long as Dak Prescott's making the money he's making there, they're not getting any real talent there anymore.
Well, I mean, they need to build a team. They need to build better players around him. I mean, it's been diminished. And look, I think he's also gotten worse, but I don't think he's that bad. He just was in a spot this year. I mean, they literally entered the season with no running back. There's no running back. I mean, their option of running back was a guy that was washed up 3 years ago. That's absurd.
Still amazing.
I thought no one cared about
back.
Running back.
Well, John, and then the O-line, obviously, and, you know, Zach Martin's going to be gone soon, and their O-line collapsed, and that was a hallmark of the last 10 years.
Not a hallmark, the hallmark for them.
They were a force. That line was a force for 10 years.
It was just catastrophic. You could see it coming. Everyone on the outside looking in could see it coming, saying, wait, why isn't Dallas doing things?
Right.
Wait, well, free agency came and went, and now, wow, the summer came and went. They're entering training camp.
It was very
strange.
They
didn't make it seems like their roster's incomplete, but then they just went forged ahead.
Yeah.
And here they sit. It is not it is not a normal spot to be in for a well-run organization.
All right, Sledge, give me an answer. What's an American classic?
Yeah, and they answer your question on that, Richie, is simply put, it's because Dallas sucks.
There you go. They're not a well-run organization.
Sledge, what do you got?
For my classic, I mean, it's the most wonderful time of the year, man. Christmas.
Christmas. You got it, Sledge. Appreciate the phone call.
Great
All right,
one.
Let's listen to Sirianni. So we had Sirianni on the program yesterday. And we
celebrated worldwide.
I don't know if Christmas can be called an American classic. I think it's just a classic.
It's a classic. I agree with you because it is worldwide. That's right. So Sirianni, we spoke to him earlier this week, and we had a couple questions back and forth on this game specifically tonight. Normally when Nick's on the program, it's more about the last game. But when we talked to him yesterday, it was the day before the game, so we got a lot into tonight's game. Let's listen to Sirianni. Couple questions, couple answers with the Eagles head coach.
Nick, what's the biggest challenge with coaching on the short week for a Thursday nighter?
Yeah, sleep.
We know that game.
What are the numbers that we're talking about here, sleep-wise?
It's not good. It's not, you know, they what do they recommend, the 7 hours a day? We're not even close to that. But, the biggest challenge is just, you know, putting the guys in positions to succeed as far as, you know, with limited time to do so, right, as far as, like, You don't want to do too much. You don't want to, you know, put in a bunch of new things because you don't have time to rep it and or to practice it. So it's just being strategic of, you know, the things that you're going to put in the game plans, and, you know, just again getting the guys ready. You know, always worrying that, you know, I know we're not sleeping, but, you know, making sure the guys are sleeping and then making sure their bodies are right. So there's a lot of things that go into it. A lot of different. You know, things that go into making sure that everything's right as far as them mentally, and then just trying to get them as well rested as we possibly can physically.
Nick, is it fair to say it's an extra challenge when it's a quarterback and a good one who you've never faced before? Like Brandon Graham, who's faced almost everybody, has never faced this guy. I got to imagine that makes it a little bit more complex on a short week.
I think this is a good football team, and anytime you're playing a good football team, it's going to be challenging. And he's playing at a very high level. A lot of respect for him and the things they're doing with him. And so, you know, it's always going to be a challenge. You know, this league is littered with a ton of good players. Those guys always present challenges. And when you have a little bit less time to prepare, those challenges become even tougher. But, you know, they got a challenge with us as well, because we got good players and good coaches as well. And so, you know, it should be a really good battle. I look forward to it. Really look forward to how rowdy it's going to be over in that stadium. And so, but a lot of respect for how Jaden Daniels is playing quarterback and, you know, doing it at a high level very early in his career.
Jaden Daniels, he's been so awesome, but he's still a rookie. How do you take advantage of a rookie quarterback?
Yeah, you know, obviously rookies, you know, in this league haven't seen everything, and that, you know, different giving them different challenges, giving them different things, giving them different looks to make it as challenging as possible, you know, so he's not comfortable back there. How do you make a quarterback uncomfortable? You make him uncomfortable by being able to hit him in the pocket. And also, you know, not letting him, you know, see what he thinks he's seeing. So, you know, again, we'll have to be on it because this is a good football team, and I know they got good coaches and good players. We'll have to be on it, and that's, you know, that's what we're working on today, tomorrow, and into tonight.
Do you feel something different when you know it's mid-November, it's getting a little cold, division, at least for the moment, is on the line tomorrow night? Do you feel a little something different when it's a game of that magnitude against a quality club?
You know, every opportunity in the NFL is so precious, right? You only play 17 games, so it's so exciting every time you step out into the field, and the preparation and the work, like, you pour everything you have into each week. And so, like, every game feels the biggest game for us. Now, with that being said, you know, I can't wait for a Thursday night game in our stadium, like that. How awesome is that against a division opponent? And I love what you said. Like, this time, these are the best memories I have of football dating back to when I'm a kid. You know, it's cold. The leaves are falling off the trees and almost off the trees. There's not a lot of games that I remember as a kid or growing up. Like, you remember the ones that are cold, that are dreary, that are like gloomy all day. Like, you know, going into it, that's my upbringing in the Northeast.
Yeah,
you know, Northeast football growing
so
up. So, you know, that you just feel like, hey, this is football season. Like, what an unbelievable opportunity for us to go out there. So we're excited, no doubt, to be playing a good opponent on Thursday night at home. And like you said, like, yeah, it just feels like football.
All right, that was Sirianni yesterday. And obviously, you know, I referenced yesterday because some of those answers when he's talking about tomorrow night and stuff like that, that was from an interview yesterday. But it's a big game, and I think we're all looking forward to it. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day that both relate to tonight's game. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, who wins tonight? John, how do you think people voted on who wins, Eagles or Washington?
I think the voters anti-Eagles are just trying to mess it up. So that's a small percentage, like 12-ish.
You're good.
So 88.
I don't think it's about anti-Eagles. Same. I don't think it's that. I think people know the Eagles could lose. Washington's decent.
Usually seems like it's high 80s, though.
87% picked the Eagles.
Very good.
So you're good. All right, second poll question. Let's all go on the record. Who's a better player? Then we'll get John's assessment of how people voted. Better player, Hurts or Daniels? James, what do you got?
Hurts.
Ray?
Hurts.
Okay, I've got Daniels. I want to see him play a little more to know for sure, but I sense that it's Jaden Daniels.
Right now.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we
right,
said,
now. Right now. Agree. I'm not saying who I would take for the next 10 years.
Correct.
No, I understand. I understand. I would say.
Ask me again tomorrow.
Oh, believe me. Believe me. We might be if they lose. All right, John, Hurts or Daniels, who do you think is currently a better player?
Jalen Hurts.
Well, you say that dismissively, like it's not even to be
very offended. You even asked that.
I am offended, actually. Yeah.
Well, you should have.
Jaden has been a wonderful rookie thus far, but it's how many games? 9.
10 for him. 10. All right, John. How do you think people voted?
Geez, 70% say Jalen.
74% say Jalen Hurts. Well done by you.
Very well done
on the combined polls. With that, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Oh, what's up? It's your barber, Charlie. Listen, man, I miss you from back in the day. We used to love when you fell asleep in our chair with your little feet dangling as your shoes are on the floor, barefoot. We really miss you, buddy. Good luck.
Not nice.
Yeah, it really is like a child, like a small 5-year-old that gets the lollipop. Can't wait for the lollipop afterwards.
John,
pretty much grew up in the Northern Virginia area outside of D.C. So I know being from Philly, you're supposed to hate Dallas. I hate Washington. I hate all Washington sports. I can't stand the commies. And all I got to say is, let's go, Bears!
Love that.
Nice job.
Problem is, Josh Harris tonight is going to be saying the exact opposite, but with less passion.
Getting done work about 10 a.m. this morning. Headed right down. Biggest game of the year for the Birds. Shout out Max and Jess. You know who you are. Eagles!
A little shout out in there.
How about that?
Eagles! Let's go, Birds!
All right,
taking awesome. The city by storm.
Let's get to the Devin A. Here we go. That is so. Here's what Larry Anderson says to Devin for her E.
No excuse.
Yeah. It's a disgrace. And you know what Devin says back?
F.
And then she says,
E.
It's crazy. All right. And with that,
it's crazy.
Time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
That was yelling. She was yelling that.
She was.
She was
trying.
Why is it so quiet?
Well, if it's quiet, it's just.
Like, how do you yell that quietly?
Here's what we have to work on. We've got to get her mad and yell.
Yeah, but she struggles. We've tried.
I understand.
She
it's going to, you know what? I'm pretty good at that. I'm going to have to take her under my wing.
I like this, Rhea.
Take her under your wing.
I got to get her in that and get that off of that E.
Take her under your wing.
Got to be more guttural, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, we need the Larry Anderson.
No excuse.
We got to start applying that to the Sixers. Yeah. I mean, John.
Oh, good call. Yeah, another bonehead play.
No excuse.
Oh, yeah. No, here we go.
Another bonehead play.
Yeah, Paul George.
No excuse.
It's so good.
Oh,
really
good. Yeah.
Don't go there with me.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You know what I can also always get to?
Carson stinks.
Just because, you know.
Sure.
I love when you remember that you have a soundboard.
I do.
It's like
the hammer.
The hammer remembers.
People know when it's bull.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones.
Okay.
What do we got here? That thing's my little toy. Greg.
We all know.
Greg, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. You guys hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. So what I want to say is tonight, nothing really concerns me specifically about this team. But at some point, I want to see Jalen do more. I think early on in the season, we were passing the ball a lot. I think 38 times a game we were passing the ball first four games. Last four games, that number's come down to 21. And I get it. We got Saquon Barkley. But I think when we get to the playoffs and we play a team like Detroit, at some point we're going to need Hurts to step up and be able to use
it. I agree. Greg, people don't like when I say I think they're hiding him a bit. People find it disrespectful.
I think they're hiding him a bit,
yeah.
And so when I watch this offense, they do not seem melodical outside of saying Saquon run or a deep ball. And I think the rate that we're hitting these deep balls, I don't know if it's sustainable. I'm tired, even in the Dallas game, when they kept lining up to show the zero blitz, we're running four verticals, which is exactly what we were doing last year, but it didn't work. The difference is it's working this year, but we had a problem with it last year because it wasn't working, but now
Greg, I'll also say this, and this is where Jalen deserves a lot of credit. In the midst of not being the greatest pocket passing quarterback, he is making plays and getting a little closer back to 2022. Like, the two plays he made last week where he extended time and one time threw for a touchdown, there's probably not five quarterbacks in pro football that could have successfully made that play.
Well, like, where he stepped up, dodged the free guy.
That was really, really impressive.
Incredible.
And the other thing, Greg, is if he can get those 3 to 5 runs a game where he, you know, gains some first down. Like that,
where they
know,
do everything right and he gets the first down anyway, or he gets the touchdown anyway. He defeats and breaks a defense's will with those plays, and it happens every game.
And you shouldn't overlook them. So it's a weird thing to evaluate because he misses some things many quarterbacks do well, and he does some things exceptional that many quarterbacks can't do at all.
8 rushing touchdowns over the last 4
years. Well, let me tell you, let me be the first to say it if no one else has. If Jalen Hurts has a long career, if he has a long career, he will be the NFL's all-time leading touchdown maker.
Could be,
Mark it down.
I mean, he's going to be the quarterback by, like, next season
but
or
guys,
season
who,
after.
Who has it, Emmett?
Well, Emmett has the overall, Cam has the quarterback record.
Okay, but I'm telling you, if Jalen Hurts is the quarterback for 10, 12, 14 years, he will probably finish his career as the leading guy with touchdowns
his
in NFL history.
Over 4 games is the...
By the way, I got to tell you something. Also, is part of why I say this is no disrespect to Jalen. Saquon's MVP candidacy is taken away by all the touchdowns he doesn't get from the one. Imagine if you tacked on 5 or 6 touchdowns for Saquon.
Yeah, he might be like 12th or 13th in odds if he got that instead of 20th. It's a quarterback award. It is what it is.
Greg, I need an answer. An American classic.
So I'm going to go with a piece of literature. My parents read this book. I read this book when I was in school, and I hope they're still having kids read it today. To Kill a Mockingbird.
That's a great one. Yeah.
Really good answer.
All right, To Kill a Mockingbird, big time. I think Thanksgiving's the right answer. Look, we've had some big ones, landing on the moon, the Constitution, Beatles and Ed Sullivan, various cars, cheeseburger and all that.
Announced Turkey Bowl today.
Oh, yeah, another good point, yeah.
Plus, here's the other thing. All these other countries have most of these things.
Yeah.
No one else has Thanksgiving.
There you go.
I mean, they have a constitution. It's not our constitution, but they have a constitution. Unless you're in Russia, that's a whole different thing.
Mockingbird was a really good answer,
too. It's a big one. Yeah. All right, have a great rest of the day. Go Birds, Joe!
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.